Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
God morgon! VM närmar sig. Julen närmar sig. Och vad passar då bättre än att göra om en fotbollsdänga till jullåt? Football's coming ho ho home. Det är den största rubriken på nyhetssättan i tabloiden The Sun idag. Inga krig eller klimatkriser här, utan att football's coming home i en julversion. Ett smakprov dök upp i BBC sent igår kväll.
Oh well, look, we've got an exclusive clip of the brand new Three Lions. Let's take a listen.
The blokes seem cursed whatever they try, and I think I know why. They're just jinxed in July, but it's December. Three Lions on a sleigh, with She Lions inspiration.
Hör ni refrängen där? Three Lions on a sleigh with the She Lions inspiration. Santa say let's play the Christmas tree formation. Damernas EM-guld ska inspirera till VM-guld för herrarna. Vi får väl se. I Spanien hoppas man att ungdomarna ska inspirera till stordåd. 3-1 mot Jordanien i VM-genrepet igår säger kanske inte så mycket. Men målgörarna var Ansu Fati, 20 år, Gavi, 18 år och Nico Williams, 20 år. Det får spanska pressen att jubla. Marca, Ansu Fati är redo. As, gudomliga skatter. Och Mundo Deportivo, Golden Boys. Ja, så ser det ut på första sidorna i Spanien idag. Förbundskapten Luis Enrique sa också igår inför matchen: vårt mål och vår intention är att spela 7 matcher. Och det betyder ju alltså ända fram till final. Eller tredje prismatch kan det ju också vara förstås. Och Luis Enrique sa även att besked om José Luis Gaya skada fotproblem, att ett besked om det kommer idag. Portugal vann med 4-0 mot Nigeria i sitt genrep och Bruno Fernandes gjorde 2 mål. Men inte minst den brittiska pressen var på honom efter matchen om det där första mötet med Cristiano Ronaldo. Sedan Cristiano Ronaldo gått hårt åt United i Piers Morgan-intervjun. Det såg ju ut att ha varit ett frostigt möte, men Bruno Fernandes understryker att sånt alls var fallet.
It's been suggested that you gave him a bit of a cold shoulder in the dressing room on Monday.
Why you say that?
Because they put out footage, the FA, and it looked like, because there was no sound, that you were a bit cross with him.
They put the sound after. Did you hear with the sound?
I haven't seen that.
Ah, okay. You have to do it. Because
what happened?
You know what's happened? It's like, in Portugal we have a problem that I was watching one of the channels that was talking about that, was cold, was bad, for 45 minutes. Student, they go in a break, national team send with us with the sound. The sound says that he's joking with me, and so they come back, they said there was a joke, and they cut there. And they said, if you want to see again, just go back. But if they go back, they will see that was a problem. But if they tell the really true, if they explain what was in that video, people will know. But now people doesn't know. So as I said, this is national team. Manchester United will be my focus after the World Cup, after the 18th of December, because there is is the final. And
you have no problem with him?
I have no problem with anyone. I do my job, and is everything. One time, one manager said to me, "Everything that you can control is yourself." So I think everyone thinks the same way. You have to control yourself, give your best, and that's it.
Och på tal om Cristiano Ronaldo hos Piers Morgan, igår sändes den avslutande delen i intervjun där 37-åringen, förutom att dela ut ännu en känga till Ten Hag och beklaga sig över pressens syn på honom, faktiskt också han med att dela ut lite beröm till sin rival Lionel Messi.
What do you think of him, Messi, now? As you both head to maybe your last World Cup?
As a football player?
Yeah, and as a person.
Amazing. Player is magic, top. As a person, we share the stage 16 years. Mm. Imagine, 16 years we...
At the highest
we
level.
We share. So I have great relationship with him. I'm not friend of him in terms of... What I mean friend is the guy who is with you in your house, who speak on the phone. No, but he's like a teammate. He's a guy that I really respect the way he always speak about me. Even his wife or my wife, my girlfriend, they always respect. They are from Argentina. My girlfriend is from Argentina.
Yeah.
So good. What I'm going to say about Messi, great things. He's a good guy. He do everything for football.
The best player you've ever seen, excluding yourself?
Probably, yes. Him, Zidane, probably. Yes.
Så lite andra nyheter. The Times toppar med Qatar chockar FIFA med krav på ölförbud. Med bara 3 dagar kvar så uppges Qatar satt press på FIFA om att förbjuda ölförsäljning på de 8 VM-arenorna. Det skulle i så fall innebära att FIFA bryter mot kontraktet med Budweiser, som ju är en av FIFAs största sponsorer. Dagens citat hämtar vi från Francesco Totti. Han beklagar sig över Italiens VM-frånvaro med att säga: "Ett VM utan Italien är som Rom utan Colosseum." Och sen fortsätter han: "Vi är inte vana vid det, och för oss italienare känns det än mer negativt." Säger alltså Totti, som tycks ha glömt att de missade även förra VM. Och Totti, han uttalade sig på samma gala Globe Soccer Awards som Zlatan Ibrahimovic var på i Dubai, och tog emot ett Lifetime Achievement Award. Och Zlatan sa att han snart är tillbaka igen. Och Milans sportchef Paolo Maldini säger att Zlatan kommer att följa med på träningsläget i Dubai i december. Så planen på spel i slutet av januari ligger fast. Och med det säger jag tack för idag och önskar trevlig helg, men jag är tillbaka redan på söndag, för då börjar vi en VM-variant av podden med Olof Lund som är på plats i Qatar. Vi hörs då, hoppas jag.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.